The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Another episode of the podcast. Appreciate you tuning in. Do people still say that? Tuning in? Listening?
I think tuning in is fine.
Well, anyways, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you checking us out.
Yes. Oh, good.
Okay, so we have to talk about this plane that had a biohazard emergency.
Diarrhea.
So, yeah.
That's what happened.
That's really the story.
Someone just exploded all over the plane.
I have to wonder, though. Like, if you have diarrhea bad enough to turn a plane around to go back to where you took off from, like, and video has been released of the plane and what it looked like in the aftermath. They were 2 hours into their, like, almost 6-7 hour journey.
Right.
And they were going to Barcelona from Atlanta.
And then they had to go back.
They had to go back.
Yeah.
So people had to sit in a poop-covered airplane for 2 hours.
Like,
maybe
did the
over.
Oxygen masks drop so they could breathe in some fresh air?
I don't know. This plane was literally covered, so I could totally understand why they needed to turn back around and like, get back down on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Get down on the ground for the brown, if you will.
Ew.
But I'm curious here, like, when you have it that bad, wouldn't you think the pants or whatever you're wearing would keep it in? Like, this was all on the floor. Was he wearing, like, running shorts?
Well, so this is my speculation with this. Like, clearly it was a lot, right? Clearly.
Yeah, did you see the video?
Yeah, this person felt it, and it had to come
and dealt it.
I presume they were wearing shorts, so it couldn't, like, sit in the pants and, like, seep it up.
Ugh.
Like, it was just coming straight out down the leg.
Not
to be graphic, but that's what I think happened.
I don't know who I feel worse for. The people on the airplane or the guy or woman who had the emergency.
I mean, if I were the person, I would jump straight off that plane. I mean, I'd be like, bye.
Think
that's
about,
it for me.
Think about how bad it had to be for this plane to be like, we can't stay in the air. Planes have lost wings. Birds have crashed into planes.
Yeah.
These planes have landed safe. Sully had no engine, flew the plane for like 30 minutes, was able to get it safely on the water. This plane was like, nope. Diarrhea everywhere. We need to turn it around and get down as soon as possible.
Because I guess you're like enclosed in this tight space. So it's like there really is no clean air to breathe at that
point. Giant poop tube.
Ew.
If you will.
So
you ever had an emergency on a plane? My wife vomited all over a plane once.
Really?
Well, I shouldn't say all over a plane. It was our, I was taking her to Montreal for our engagement. I was going to propose.
Uh-huh.
It's only an hour flight, but my wife does not do well with like motion and motion sick.
Yeah.
So she didn't take her motion sickness pill because she was like, it's an hour flight. How bad could it be?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was bad.
Aww,
and
Kim.
As we were on the descent to land, it was a very turbulent ending.
Mm.
And she's like, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. She had nowhere to go. Puked all in her backpack.
Oh.
In the backpack.
I'm sure she loves that you're telling the story, by the way.
Oh, she'll tell everybody. And, all over her clothes. And then, like, we had to sit on the tarmac, the runway for a little bit when we landed. So there she was. I felt so bad. It was
Did
a terrible.
Did people know? Like, could you smell
it? The guy next to her offered up a napkin.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah,
very sweet.
Yeah, because there were no whatever happened to the puke bags? Are they not on planes anymore?
They're in those seats, like, with the little flappy things that fold out that says, like, the instructions.
We didn't have them.
Oh.
And so she had to throw it. So I had to carry the puke-filled backpack down the aisle as we left the plane, had to throw it out. Then she went into the bathroom to clean herself up. Her shirt was ruined underneath.
Aww.
So she's like, well, it's cold outside. I put on my big coat.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't realize in Montreal, it's French-Canadian. So I guess they had like French for a man and woman on the bathrooms. She went into the men's room.
It's okay.
Thinking it was a women's room.
You know
no, because
she had herself a day.
Because the guy that gave her the napkin next to her on the plane, he was in the men's room.
Like using it?
As she was there.
She saw his junk?
No, it was like a public restroom. He was in one of the stalls.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I was
like,
imagine he offers her a napkin and then later she sees his junk. Like,
bad,
wow, what a trip.
Bad, but not as bad as pooping all over an airplane.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I had a bad experience on a plane. It wasn't anything that came out of me, but...
Was it something that went...
No.
Like, that's actually a good experience, I would think.
No. Okay, so I had a situation where I felt like my right eye was going to explode.
Huh.
So as we ascended into the air,
got
we were
worse.
Going to California, me and my friend, I just felt my eye, like the back of it, like just get super, super sharp. And the pressure was
building
in my eye. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, my eye's about to burst. Like it got to the point where I'm like, this eyeball's falling out
of
my head.
Did you ask him to land the plane?
I didn't, but I should have, because it was really bad. And I said to the flight attendant, I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but my eye, I feel like it's going to explode. And so they brought me ice packs. They said it's actually like a normal thing that happens. But they said if it lasted more than 24 hours, the pain after I landed, I had to go to the hospital.
Because I could see you being that person like, oh my God, we need to land this plane. My eye's going to explode. And then they go through all of the emergency. Everybody's worried about you. You get back down on the ground. You're like, it was just an eyelash, guys. We're
no,
all good.
It was definitely not an eyelash. Mm. My whole eye felt like it was going to burst. Wait, let me look up what that is, because there was a name for it. Eye burst.
Well, while she looks up whatever that is, I'm just going to wrap up the podcast here and tell you that neither one of our stories as bad as pooping all over an airplane, and whoever that was that had the emergency diarrhea situation, we're thinking of you, thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
Also, whoever had to be on that plane, thinking of you, thoughts and prayers.
Okay, this said someone had a blood vessel rupture in their eye during flight, so that might have been what happened to me.
I don't want
to
hear about that. That's disgusting. Anything that involves something bursting, nope.
Yeah.
Not doing it.